Okay, so now that you know your preferred state, that place where you play your best golf, maybe it's calm, maybe it's certain, maybe it's confident, or even a combination of them, you do not have to be one state the whole way around the golf course. You might be calm over your drive and certain over your 7-iron into the green and super confident about your putting. We're looking at something that just works for you so that you can swing freely and think clearly. But here's the question, what happens when you're not in that state? Because let's be real, you're gonna feel frustrated, you're gonna feel anxious, and you're gonna feel disappointed. So what do you do with those emotions? That's what most golfers don't know. And that's what keeps them from staying in their preferred state for more than a few holes. That's what makes you hit shots from angry. That's where you play from frustrated for 3 or 4 holes. And here's the thing, emotions are going to show up. You can't avoid them. You can't prevent them. They're part of being human. The question is, what do you do with them when they show up? Most of us have never been taught how to deal with emotion. So we do 1 of 4 things. There's 4 ways to deal with an emotion. 1, we avoid them. This is when you sign up for a tournament and then you magically find a reason not to go. You don't want to feel disappointed or embarrassed, so you just avoid the situation entirely. Or maybe you're on the course and you have a choice, hit the shot over the water or lay up, and you lay up, not because it's a smart play, but because you don't want to feel the embarrassment if you hit it in the water. That's avoiding the emotion. 2 is you react. This is when you have the emotion and you throw a club, you scream, you yell at people, you just let it out there without any filter. Younger kids are really good at this. Their brain hasn't evolved enough to help them manage it quite yet. Reacting is one of the ways to deal with an emotion. It's just not a very productive one. It becomes productive if you do it on purpose, if you're intentional. But if you don't have any control over it, then you're reacting to your emotion. It is controlling you. And here's the thing, when you react to an emotion, it doesn't go away. It just gets louder. And now you're stuck in it for a few holes. 3, you could resist an emotion. This is like keeping a beach ball underwater. You're pushing it down and you're not allowing it to happen. You're keeping it from showing up. I'm not frustrated and I'm fine. I'm totally fine. Totally fine. It's okay. It's okay. And just like keeping a beach ball underwater, eventually it's going to explode and come out. It's just like shoving stuff in the closet and trying not to look at it. We resist it, keep it from showing up, and then when we open the closet door, it all comes out. Most golfers resist emotions. They try to push them down, ignore them, pretend they're not there, and then they wonder why they're still feeling angry 3 holes later. And the 4th way is to allow or process your emotion. That's the one we want. This is where we actually let the emotion be there and process it. Emotions are energy. They don't just disappear if you shove them down. They move through you or they get stuck. And when you actually let an emotion be there, when you don't fight it, when you don't judge yourself for it, when you just let it be, it moves through you pretty quickly, way faster than when you fight it. Now, I'm not talking about wallowing in it. I'm not talking about letting it take over your round. I'm talking about acknowledging it, feeling it in your body, and then letting it pass. Like this. Okay, I'm frustrated right now. That's fine. I can feel that. It's just frustration. It doesn't mean anything about me or my game. It's just here and it'll pass. And then you let it pass. That's allowing an emotion. Now, I want you to think about the emotions you have on the golf course, the ones that pull you out of your preferred state. Which of these 4 things do you tend to do? Are you avoiding certain situations because you don't want to feel embarrassed? Are you reacting and letting your frustration take over for 3 holes? Are you resisting and trying to push down the anxiety and pretend it's not there? Are you allowing it, letting it be there, stating it, naming it out loud, letting it move through you? Most of us do some combination of the first 3, and that's why we stay stuck in emotions longer than we need to. Here's something else that's important to understand. Most fear on the golf course isn't about the shot. It's about the emotion you think you're going to feel. Fear of embarrassment, fear of failure, fear of disappointment, fear of letting someone down. Those are all fears of emotions. Think about it. When you're standing over a shot and you're nervous, what are you actually afraid of? You're not afraid of the ball, right? You're not afraid of the club. You're afraid of how you're going to feel if you hit it in the water. You're afraid of the embarrassment, the disappointment, the frustration. You're afraid of the emotion. And when we can get to a point where we can allow emotions, we don't judge them, or we don't make them a big thing, that fear starts to subside. Because the emotion itself isn't the problem. It's just a vibration in your body. It's what we make it mean that creates the problem. So here's what I want you to start noticing. When an emotion shows up on the golf course or even in your everyday life, what do you do with it? Do you avoid situations where you might feel it? Do you react and let it take over? Do you resist and try to push it down? Or do you allow it, let it be there, and let it move through you? Because here's the truth. You're going to feel emotions on the golf course. Frustration is going to show up. Anxiety is going to show up. Disappointment? Showing up. That's not the problem. The problem is, what do you do with them? If you avoid, react, or resist, you're going to stay stuck in those emotions. You're going to hit shots from frustration and from anxiety and from doubt. But if you allow them and you reset and you move through them, if you let them be there without making them a big deal, you'll be able to get back to your preferred state, back to calm, back to certain, back to confident, back where you can access your talent. And that's how you hit more shots from your preferred state. That's how you play to your potential. So here's your takeaway. Emotions are going to show up. That's not a problem. The problem is, what do you do with them? Don't avoid them. Don't react to them. Don't resist them. Allow them. Let them move through you. And in the next lesson, we're going to talk about what you actually have control over on the golf course. Because one of the fastest ways to stay in your preferred state is to stop wasting energy arguing with things you cannot control. And trust me, there's a lot you can't control out there. So next time you play, or even just in your everyday life this week, notice what you do with emotions. When something doesn't go your way, do you avoid it? Skip the situation entirely? Do you react to it? Let it take over? Do you resist it? Try to push it down? Or do you allow it? Let it be there without making it a big deal. Just notice. Don't judge yourself for it. This is awareness. The more you can see what you're doing, the more you can start to shift. And awareness is always the first step.